This scene has become familiar over the last 5 years. Scott is signing a tax cut at a factory, this time the Novolex plastic bag plant in Jacksonville, while announcing the creation of 25 jobs, which notably required no economic incentives on the part of the city. He's flanked by factory employees, Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, Florida House Speaker Steve Crisafulli, and Jacksonville Republican Representative Lake Ray.
When I ran for re-election in 2014, one of the things that we talked about was cutting $1 billion of taxes over 2 years. One of the exciting things about the tax cut that we're doing this year is we're going to permanently eliminate the sales tax on machinery and equipment.
But Scott had much loftier goals leading up to this year's legislative session. The self-proclaimed jobs governor pushed lawmakers to pass a $1 billion tax cut plan, but lawmakers refused to play ball, some of them in retaliation as part of the state's ongoing dispute over Medicaid expansion. Still, Scott is claiming victory.
We are heading in the right direction.
Scott also praised the Jacksonville mayor for trying to get the city's financial house in order with a pension bill that would go before voters later this year. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.